All right. Okay. This is it. I count myself down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. As you open your heart, let life be the heat. As you open your soul, people, let life be the torch. As you open your being, let life be the juice. Layer after layer after layer. Good evening, everybody. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It is a week. Oh, my goodness, since we had the event. And before we even begin to discuss this delicious happening, and it was a happening, we have to give it up to the creator. And I, Red Rock, can't figure anybody else out there that's secular in nature, is educational in his perspective, has the degrees all 360 all around the world now captured and connected. It must be that the messenger has to speak, and we have to give it up to the creator. Dr. Lynn, are you there?
I am, Reverend Roxy. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I've missed you so much, you know.
I've missed you. Let's give it up to the creator.
All right, you got it. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for all the listeners on BBS Radio tonight and on live stream, beaming out on www.love528.com. That's love528.com. We know that's your heart, Heavenly Creator. We praise you for not only your heart, but the way that you administer this loving blessing to bless humanity completely with your divinity. We literally praise you over and over and over to the highest, most powerful extent that we can from our hearts, because we know that we're simply giving back to you what you have given to us, this powerful 528 love, this frequency to bless humanity maximally. We praise you for the opportunity to pray, to have this faithful covenant be revealed and manifested on earth as it is in heaven. As you have created us by the spoken word, now we get a chance to recreate ourselves in this planet in health and happiness. We praise you for the glorious blessings and the revelations of our age, and we praise you for the protection. These angels, hallelujah, we literally praise you for the protective angels that you've got around us. And I want to thank you for bringing back to the Insight Hour our beloved sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, broadcasting live tonight from Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii. And Heavenly Creator, if it is your will that we shall have a reunion coming up in your time, we would be very, very grateful, because my sister and I miss each other dearly. So praise you, Heavenly Creator, for all the blessings that you provide. In Yeshua's blessed name, amen.
Amen.
So how's that? All right.
Woo!
Hey, so you had a wonderful, wonderful time with Live H2O. I think you had a better time than I did, maybe. Let's hear about what happened for you.
You know what, Dr. Lynn? We started out, I guess, a little over 2 years ago, and you had this idea, this thought, and we set the date. And we came forward, all of us, through whatever challenges we had. And the very finest of people, what was the result of that effort was, we got to see some of the finest who have had their heads down doing the work all along, get in front of a camera, beam across the world, and fill that space we call the web with joy, with love and joy. And it was, for me, when I look at all of the venues around the world and what was going on over here in Hawaii, and not only on the east but the west, as we prayed for the entire island, you see, we had simultaneously proved what you said was true, that any ordinary individual with a camera and a laptop could get their message out, get their word in edgewise, pray together, thing together. You have so much going on. And I want to thank you. Galen wants to thank you. Want everybody here. Trisha Maria will be showing up soon. We all had a blast. We had kahunas here. We had kapunas here. And you know what? We did no advertising. It was all word of mouth. And I'm telling you, the house has resonated since, Dr. Land. It is true. 528. It's not 28. It is great. And it is full of joy. And we're just not going to stop now. It's like water flows. Try to impede this. You can dam it up if you want to, but we'll overflow those banks with our joy, and we will overcome. And like my father said, and I'll say this for everybody out there, he told me we will cage the rage, we will dry the tears, we will end all suffering and destroy all fears. We'll stop the greed and we'll end all wars, and this earth will be paradise like it was before. Thank you, Dr. Land.
Amen. Oh, thank you for sharing that. That was a great blessing. Thank you so much for what you did in Hawaii and for relaying that experience. You know, it was so beautiful. There were so many people that had similar experiences worldwide. And for the last 2 weeks, I've been blessed to receive the thank you letters from around the world. The people, you know, particularly actually today, I heard from the people who were filming Amidi in Jerusalem. And I'll tell you something, if you've been able to get a chance to go online to see White Eagle Medicine Woman's video that she did at the Sea of Galilee, and as the sun is setting behind her and her group playing grandmother drum, there is a tetrahedron or pyramid structure coming down from the sun, and you actually see like these little angelic type of patterns that are forming all around as though the Creator were blessing this group with Creator sunshine. And the sacred geometry of the 528 frequency that the grandmother drum was playing, it's just phenomenal. You know, we also had a wonderful family, and this was my prayer. I know, Reverend Roxy, you and I were both disappointed when we lost our Egyptian group. You know, we had a couple.
We didn't really lose them, Len. We've been in touch with them, and there's some wonderful, marvelous discussions that we had on those days in that weekend. So I just wanted to let you know, Egypt was on board and doing its thing, and we should be getting some proof of that. And I also want to let you know that Hawaii was praying at the same time as Israel. We got up early, and we did it. So as the sun was going down, the sun was coming up here in Hawaii, and we put the video camera, posted it out at the ocean, you know, the view from the lanai, and I read the prayer at the same time that Israel was reading there. So we connected. We connected, Dr. Land. Wonderful.
You know, we did too. We were with you at that same moment, both in the morning, the early one. I was right with you.
I love it. I love it. I could feel it because everything just fell into place.
Yeah, it was very beautiful. Everybody was just, and it was all worth it. Just those 20 minutes or half an hour it ended up being in prayer worldwide. It was really worth it for every single person that participated. I think we were all very blessed.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well,
so
anyhow,
what's going on for
you? How was L.A.?
You know, Long Beach was a beautiful venue. They had a venue for about 10,000 people, really, and they really only got on the busiest day, on the prayer day of Sunday, they were only had about 1,000 people there, but still, it was, like you say, the most beautiful people, people who are truly committed to the Creator and to the power of prayer, showed up, and so Dr. Emoto was there, he gave several lectures, it was a good venue, the entertainment was outstanding, every single group or band or soloists that got up were fabulous, and everybody participated out of their love and their heart. Just that alone was worth the whole thing, too, to witness how many people that we actually have in our extended family. And so I'm
very grateful. Did they capture video?
What's that?
Did they capture video?
Yes, there was a lot of video captured in L.A., of course, we had the same problems that you experienced with live stream. The live stream broadcast that we're actually broadcasting with tonight went down for us. It went down for us about 12 noon, and it stayed down incredibly just till after the prayer. right after the prayer, the whole broadcast came back on, which is, you know, it's highly suspicious, you know, because we've been broadcasting on this broadcasting system for months, and we tested, and everything worked fine, and all of a sudden, the whole network goes down on the day that we're having the prayer. That's, you know, a lot of people who, you know, watch me and who get involved in the earlier works, you know, say, hey, man, that sounds like Illuminati to me, but, you know, we'll never know, and it really wasn't important. What was important was that we got a lot of people together that prayed from their hearts, and that energy went into the living water, and that water resonated, and I bet you that the dolphins and the whales were celebrating along with we the people.
Very true. Very, very true. The experiences I had over here were just absolutely phenomenal. And people reporting how wonderful it was to be in the space here on the Kingdom of Heaven. And, Trish Maria just showed up. Maria, I'm sorry, I'm getting to know everybody. Maria. Trisha, I'm just going to call her Trisha. She can say her last name from now on because I'm just not in the spirit with the name. I apologize. But anyhow, she just entered in. And I'll tell you something, man. I just want everybody to know out there. She stepped up to the plate. That's what I think happened all over in every venue. There was a key person that stepped up to the plate and brought together the live performance. And my hats off to everybody out there that was involved in this, that was able to put something on stage, to get the sound people and to get the tech and the videographers and all the people so that we would have witness to the truth of how good it feels to be at a live H2O event. And then hopefully your prayer and my prayer that we get together somewhere in the world, someplace we deserve to receive the message that comes to all the people who are associated with us so that we can write this here, balance this, make it Pono. Oh, my goodness, man, I pray. I pray every day that we get to see each other again.
Yes, me too. You know, Reverend Roxy, Tim from Edmonton is already advancing Live H202 for 2010. He has engaged me for about a couple hours, actually, the last couple days. And the emails are that he's going to be taking charge over the executive director position for Live H202. And I'm going to step back. I've got a lot of wonderful things happening. I'd like to share a little bit about what just happened over the last several days with what we've got going on here in Southern California. That's a blessing to save lives all over the world. But our brother in Edmonton had actually raised the most money of any venue. Tim had raised about $100,000, and he had a wonderful event. There were not that many people at his event. They had 500 people. And that's at, I guess it's Ironhead in northern Saskatoon, or northern Saskatchewan. And he was there, and that this ability of his to be able to coordinate the supporters and the sponsors for Live H2O, you know, I just pray that next year he'll be blessed and that he'll have an even bigger and better event than what I was able to do. You know, I learned a lot of lessons. You know, when that live stream system went down, I learned there's got to be backup systems to everything. And so we did it. It was great. There was some lessons to be learned, and I think that next year's event is going to be greater for anybody watching tonight or listening on BBS. If you simply go to livehto.org, you can read up all about what this event was about, and it's going to be repeating next year. It's going to be expanded next year, and all the people that were on this year that were so blessed will likely participate as well. Reverend Roxy, let me share a couple things, a bit of the news that's been going on here, and actually tomorrow is a pretty important day politically. You may not know that tomorrow is in the middle of this healthcare reform season, where one of the principal political issues on Capitol Hill is the discussions of healthcare reform. Well, in the heat of this debate, which has completely neglected alternative and complementary medicine, tomorrow, July 1st, I believe tomorrow is July 1st, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So tomorrow is July 1st, the actual enactment of congressional bill in the state Congress of the state of New Mexico has enacted the Unlicensed Health Practice Act, whereby practitioners of alternative medicine, people who are engaged in homeopathy and essential oil therapy and color, light, sound, frequency medicine and acupuncture and the botanicals and massage and essential oils, all of these people will literally be able to practice freely for the first time in the first state in the nation.
Amen to that.
You bet. Protected by the people's laws. So I want to herald that tonight on the Inside Hour. That's a big deal, and it comes in the middle of the most really disturbing, genocidal debate that is on Capitol Hill that we will have impacting future of not just our generation, but generations to come with the health reform legislation that they're currently under discussions and debate. We've got to understand what they're missing in this debate are a number of very important things. Number one is, it's called iatrogenocide. The costs, when you talk about costs and cost savings, if you don't shut down physician-induced illness, physician-induced intoxication, vaccine induction of complete decimation of the population through the foreign RNA and DNA injected into humanity's bloodstreams that also contain mercury and aluminum and these heavy metals that are neurotoxins that kill people's brain capacity and reasonable rational thinking. Folks, if you've noticed that people are more irrational and the world is crazier than ever and you can't depend on people too much anymore, they just drop the ball, it seems, so often, well, guess what is causing it mostly? Mostly, it is attachments to false gods, such as medical deities, and popping magic pills to cure every ill. That's completely pagan. And the reality is you can't go with the flow. You can't be in this living, loving, protective cocoon of the kingdom of heaven that is blessed maximally by divinity if you're engaged with pharmaceutical toxicity. You just can't do it. And so we're really in a crash course. Destiny is apparently unfolding in the book of Revelation. It talks about two-thirds of the world's population being decimated. And depopulation is one of the cornerstones to the current globalist agenda, the neocons, as well as the global industrialists that practice this globalization, which is really neocolonialization and corporate fascism, masquerading in disguise, that they're totally into depopulating two-thirds of the world's populations simply because smaller populations are easier to control. And so control, mind control, pharmaceutical toxicity, neurotoxicity from the fluoride in the drinking water, all of this hideous chemical waste that's going not simply into humanity's bloodstream, but the living water worldwide that literally now our babies, our parents who are giving birth to children now, have these children have to drink from a poisoned well, that the earth has been poisoned, that drinking water is hideously poisoned. And really, there's only one salvation message. You want to get back where the beauty as well as the harmony is happening, you want to go into the heavenly flow. And that is the living water, living with love. 528 hertz. You're engaged in that musical mathematical matrix of harmony versus dissonance, and you can't get sick therein. So those of us who have been elevating out of this insanity, hypocrisy, this lunacy called modern medicine, sure is in need of major reform. But it's not going to be from Capitol Hill. It's going to be up to you and every single one of us to literally take responsibility and make sure that we treat our Holy Spirit-filled temples and our family and friends likewise, that we're uplifted with the truth that shall set us free and free ourselves from petrochemical pharmaceutical toxicity. We've got to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected with her plagues, with her intoxication. So this is really what we're currently heralding. If you go to a brand new website, and it was just launched, and there's two websites I want to tell you about tonight, just recently launched. The first one just was launched today. It is called alternativehealthcarenow.com and .org. That's alternativehealthcarenow.org. If you want to have a whole greater understanding to what the political issues are currently with healthcare reform and the scam of healthcare reform, go to alternativehealthcarenow.com and you'll be blessed. The edification of the congregation, the uplifting of the knowledge that can literally free us from all of these risks. That's really what it amounts to today. You know, part of the solution is this vibration of love. And so if we understand that, that there's nothing missing, nothing broken in this thing called the kingdom of heaven that's right here, right now. It's moving through us. In fact, you wouldn't exist if it wasn't for it, according to the physicists and the quantum scientists and people that engage electrogenetics, how literally the genetics are vibrating, the water within the genes are vibrating. So it's about you manifesting musically through the living water, because of the living water, and engaging the living water fully with our own beautiful harmony, the love frequency from our own hearts. That is what it is, salvation. That's the salvation message. It has always been that way. It will always be that way. It's about faith. It's about trust. It's about using the creative instruments, the lips, in devout, heartfelt prayer to create a better world, a healthier, Holy Spirit-filled temple. That's what this is about. And so if you can engage that understanding and optimize that channel of divinity that can bless humanity optimally, then you are going to be sustained. In fact, longevity is now being increasingly understood as a frequency, vibration, harmony, resonance that keeps the DNA fresh, that keeps you sustained. And so this concept of alternative healthcare, if we're really talking about healthcare reform, consider the fact that most Americans already pay more out-of-pocket dollars for these alternative and complementary care procedures than they do for medical doctor visits. Consider the fact that over 70 million Americans have no health insurance. And what a blessing that is for the 70 million Americans, because they don't get the free health care that is totally genocidally enslaving and intoxicating. You want an early death? Go to see your doctor. You want to have incentive to go see your doctor for your early death? Get health insurance. You can go broke as well as go to an early grave by doing so. So that this is the beauty of where we are currently in history. This economic collapse is the greatest thing that could have ever happened to the majority of the world who are still awake, aware, and have heartfelt, loving understanding that there's more important things in life than simply tracking down your next dollar. Men live by more than bread alone. We are spirit-filled beings. And if you want to reform your life, you want to reform the planet, you want to reform healthcare, the first thing that you've got to understand is know thyself. Know who you are. You're a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water, manifesting in water, splash in yourself. You are the music that shall set you free. You are the person, you are the spiritual being that you've been waiting for to literally transcend the hypocrisy and the demonic deception. The illusion of this physical reality comes out of the spiritual realm, and that is the greatest truth that can set us free, not only from the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists, as we realize the power of prayer, as we realize that hands-on healing is the finest, and particularly when you add the spoken word. And by the way, Reverend Roxy, we have been finding so many miraculous benefits coming from prayer with Oxy Silver.
Can I jump in on that, Dr. Lynn?
Oh, man.
That Oxy Silver. Can I?
Say that again, sis.
Do I have your permission?
Go ahead. What's up?
Folks, I just want to say this about all the health care that's been going down and everything that Dr. Lynn has been saying. What you have to now demand from Capitol Hill is you have to say to them, we want the same health care that the astronauts get in space. Whatever it is that you do to keep those cats happy and healthy, that's what the world needs. And now, that's where it ties into the OxySilver, Dr. Lynn, and I know you can take it from there, that OxySilver was developed. It kept them people healthy, keeps things cleaned up in that spaceship. So why don't you give them a little savor of the flavor of OxySilver and tell them how they can really get down on this thing called healthcare by doing it prophylactically. Let's get into prevention. Then we don't have to deal with treatment and we don't have to deal with death. Tell them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, you know, John Knowles, MD, who is the president of Rockefeller Foundation in the 1970s, wrote a book called Feeling Better and Doing Worse, Healthcare in the United States. And what Reverend Rocks just said is exactly what Knowles stated in a very emphatic fashion using hard data from scientific research showing that prevention is a far better destiny than decimation of the population by injection. That is, vaccinations and chemical intoxications cannot do what we've told, what we've been told is ancient wisdom. A stitch in time saves nine. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so good nutrition, a good spiritual life, a good prayer life, good hydration so that that prayer can move, that frequency vibration can come through your own body and enter into the waters of the of eternity, really, and have a miraculous manifestation in this physical domain that it comes out of spirit and is far more illusion than it is solid, rock-solid material. So that this concept of diet, of water, of good hygiene, of ultimate optimal prevention that has the capacity to be the health care reform that we need. Now, who focuses on that? Not your Centers for Disease Control. In fact, they dropped the word prevention in the name. It's no longer called Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Everybody knows it's at Centers for Disease Control. And that's precisely what they're doing. They're controlling people through diseases. They control the diseases, and they ultimately control populations, most profitably for the drug industrialists. So that's really simple. There's nothing hard to understand there. And when you really look at how the Centers for Disease Control promotes vaccinations, and you see how toxic vaccines really are, and how there's very little solid evidence that's not that proves even efficacy, and there's no evidence that proves long-term safety. So we've got to really take responsibility ourselves for what's happening in our nation and what's happening in our own bodies. OxySilver is the most miraculous nutraceutical. That's really not. It's mineral water. And Reverend Roxy said it correctly. Why would the federal government of the United States give our astronauts something that's going to keep them free from infectious diseases that's made for pennies with a tiny nanoparticle-sized silver molecule bonded to the water through the technology that was developed for NASA that's available now in OxySilver? Why would they choose to suppress it from the general public? Why would the drug industrialists now pay millions of dollars, and you can read about this on nanoscam.com. Nanoscam.com will talk about and show you who is involved in drug industries that are literally paying millions of dollars to target OxySilver and the silver hydrosols in general to be classified as a pesticide because it does such a great job killing germs, bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, all of these types of infectious diseases, the pathogens, the parasites included, all of these things that are inside our cells, the mycoplasma that you can't get via your, even your natural immunity because it's inside, it's hiding from the immune cells. And likewise, antibiotics can't get there, nor can vaccines get to the point of literally eliminating viruses from within inside your cells after they've been there for sure. So that's what OxySilver can do, and that's what the silver hydrosols have been proven to do. But one thing that I love most about OxySilver, because this whole healthcare reform issue, the whole Center for Complementary Medicine, alternative medicine, is spirituality, bioresonance and frequency. That's what energy medicine is all about. That is, like I said, you're a digital bioholographic precipitation. Digital, mathematical, frequency vibrational. You come out of the spoken word, sound, frequency. You come out of the prayer of loving, heartfelt intention to create you. Let there be light. Let there be Adam. Let there be the people of the Israelites. Let there be the 144,000 that sing a new song on this planet. These are the words of creation and creationism. And likewise, when you understand how that works to produce miracles in this physical realm, now you understand why I'm so excited about OxySilver and why we have seen so many miracles. The miracles are in the prayer. It's in your prayer. But if you take OxySilver, which not only eliminates the pathogens and basically makes vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete, has the capacity to eliminate all infectious diseases from planet Earth, but it is a double superconductor of heartfelt, loving prayer. It has water. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor. It has nanosilver. Silver is one of the best of the top three. It's within it. It's number two. Copper is number one. Silver is number two. Electrical conductor. Electron flows through silver and copper better than anything, and that's energy flow. That's where all the energy of the universe comes from, electrons. And so what moves electrons, even the electrons that cause the wave patterns and the scalar energies to come from your heart to literally enter into the water that you now take. You pray, you take it into your mouth, you let it soak under your tongue. The homeopathic effect of this virtual love potion, because 528 hertz frequency is what makes the universe sing, and it is the heart and soul of the entire universe. Likewise, the kingdom of heaven. Likewise, your own Holy Spirit-filled temple. Likewise, the center of your own water molecules is resonating with love. And so if you put that prayer and that technology to use, the power of prayer amplified by OxySilver, nano-silver resonating in water, you take it under the tongue, you take it in your mouth. Since your body is water, the power of that is going to resonate your whole body water. Now watch the miracles happen. And now I've been telling people, don't even just use it for infectious disease prevention. I would highly encourage you not just to use it for immune stimulation. I would encourage you to use it every time you need a miracle from prayer. That's what I'm telling you today. So the website that I would also urge you to contact and go to is oxysilver.com, and do not forget to go do your due diligence. Go into the research and article archives section of that website, oxysilver.com, and read all the science in the articles that have to do with silver hydrosols in general and even OxySilver specifically, one of which I presented at the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine in December, and there's a YouTube segment. It's on drlenhorowitz.com. It's on YouTube also. A4M, A4M, Las Vegas, Dr. Horowitz's presentation on bioengineering, freedom from infectious diseases. Excuse me, hydroengineering. Hydro, water, engineering, freedom from infectious diseases is online. The whole, this about 45 to 50 minute presentation is available right now on not only drlenhorowitz.com, the links are there, but also on Love 528 TV. You're watching it right now, and folks watching us right now, welcome to the Insight Hour broadcast over Love528.tv here over the live stream broadcasting system. And you folks listening via that venue, just know that likewise, when this program is done, you have programming, of which that program will come up along with various other lectures that I've presented. So this station presents Dr. Len Horowitz, talks about the complementary and alternative health care, the suppression, the manipulation of the population. You do not get on mainstream media. You do not get it. Here is one place that you really get it, and I'm very, very pleased. So the other website that I want to share and encourage you to go to and partake in is fluscam.com. The swine flu that is circulating in Europe right now, picking up avian flu apparently. According to Reuters, in the beginning when they first reported the Mexican flu outbreak, it was a recombinant that was floating around. All of the experts at CDC, or pseudo, or alleged experts, say that we're going to have a recombination of avian, swine, perhaps, as well as the Spanish flu. And so that's what's going around. Now, the Obama administration has already advanced the purchasing, the orders. Homeland Security has already planned it. They've been running practice missions all over many, many states, many, many cities and little towns are already gearing up for the massive takedown of the American population through vaccination, intoxication, and this hideous assault on the bloodstream divine. In your Holy Spirit-filled temple is coming up this fall, says many of the reports, including some from mainstream. So three flu vaccines they're preparing right now for every American this coming fall. The World Health Organization that has already declared the current circulating pandemic as a level 6 risk, which is the highest level of pandemic risk, which it doesn't deserve at this point, obviously. But they're saying it's going to come and get worse, and that's why they've declared it level 6, according to the insiders. So if you go to fluscam.com, it is absolutely convincing evidence and material that shows you how this has happened, why it's happened, who's behind it, what's the money-making mission, what is the power, political power manipulation, and literally the salvation lies in the understanding, the edification of the congregation, the education of we the people. And without that education, without that knowledge, without the truth that shall set you free, you're about to be intoxicated, infected, and enslaved. And the enslavement in an era of health care reform. How ironic it is, completely ironic, that in the midst of Capitol Hillers talking about reforming health care so that we have less expenses, less costs, greater health and wellness and well-being of the population and the economy, isn't it totally ironic that they're about to loose avian swine Spanish flu, not just throughout the population, airborne and bloodborne, but also injection contamination population reduction. Incredible at this time in history. But again, when you understand how the Creator works, and even how the musical mathematical matrix works, and what goes around comes around, and how karma works, and how the law works of the universe, musically, mathematically, completely in sync, with no dissonance, total harmony, and when you are in dissonance, you're in deep cucka. Deep cucka. And that's where we the people now in America have come. We have sown literally the seeds for our own decimation and destruction. And so it's judgment day. It's karma time. And so the fact of the matter is, the only way for you to be joyful right now is to join Reverend Roxy, myself, our friends and extended family who get the picture, who really get the big truth, because it's our light body, our literally our loving light body that shall sustain us as we fulfill Jesus's prediction. His prophecy was, is coming true now, was then, you will be on this earth, but no longer of it. There's two ways to interpret that. On this earth and not on it. One way is psychosocially, what you think and how you feel about the people around you. I don't know about you. Yeah, you know what? I'm a behavioral scientist. I know about you. You're just like me. You're just like my family and Reverend Roxy. The fact is, you can't even relate to the insanity and the hypocrisy and the decimation and the chemical intoxication and the pollution that's degrading everything that is sweet, wholesome, loving, and filled with the Creator's perfection. You and I can't even conceive of that, so we pull out. We come out of her, my people, lest we be infected by this sickness. We pull out. That's one way to interpret it. The other way to interpret is by virtual rapture. A virtual rapture where we come out of this physical body and we experience exactly what I experienced at least a half a dozen times already when there was no possible way I could have survived the accidents that I've been in. Praise the Creator for the angels of protection who warned me on several occasions, but I'm not even talking about those experiences. I'm sure I got saved more than six times by the angels. But what I am absolutely certain of is what I lectured on a few weeks ago among 450 people at AV2 in London at Heathrow Airport. We talked about the common experience for those of us who have had near-death or real-death experiences. At the moment of impact, or as you have impacted and as you are in the most hideous, potentially traumatizing state of your entire life, at the moment where you may have to never be back on earth again and you have no clue a way out of this mess that you're in, what happens, and at least 50% of you have had this experience, and of those 50% have had precisely the same experience where everything suddenly, instantaneously, goes into slow motion, becomes a little etheric. You begin to see like fractals instead of and crystalline structures of physical reality, as you can almost see between the matrix math. You can almost see between the parallel universes, the place wherein the angels play. You're in that cocoon. It's peaceful. And you're watching, literally, this physical reality from a different space-time dimension. And then suddenly, when the accident is over, bingo, everything comes back right to normal speed, and it looks the same as it did before, except now you praise God and thank God that you lived through that. You can't even believe it. How did that happen? And then you don't tell anybody because it's so weird, it's so strange, and yet, you know what, as a behavioral scientist, and I've been doing some assays around the planet, everyone around the world has had those experiences. Not everyone, but a significant percentage of the population have had those experiences, which empirically proves you don't need to do hard, cold, scientific, statistical analysis when you've got that kind of absolute certainty and conviction as testified by the mass populations. Well, guess what? What we're looking at is evidence of how much God loves you personally. Loves you personally. Set it up so that at your personal most potentially traumatic and injurious and painful moment in your entire life where you're transitioning from this earth to another domain, guess what? Creator puts you into a state of love, harmony, blessed peace, protection, an elevation of your spiritualization and sustenance eternal. That's where you and I go, by grace. That's how incredible that the Creator has put together this human experience and this physical experiment that we call life on earth. But that is how much He loves you as His personal child. And it's exactly like the motivation of the Creator for this design is essentially the same as you as a loving parent. You would never, ever, ever want your loved children, beloved children, to sustain injury or go through a traumatic experience and be pained. You would do everything in your power to protect them. And that's what the Creator has done for us. So this whole concept of bioenergy and frequency and spirituality, this is what must be grasped and can be grasped when you take, for example, OxySilver and you use it with prayer and you manifest miracles besides the standard complete prevention and the elimination of these infectious diseases. Gee whiz, what a blessing to have these revelations at this time in history. So come out of her, my people, means also fulfill what Jesus says, be not of this earth. Drink of him, he said. He said he is the living water. And when you drink of him, of this living water inside of you, this love frequency and harmony, you shall have eternal life. That's what it's really about. And so, you know, some of us are going to survive. And if you're smart, you will not be a betting person, but if you were, you would bet on what I'm telling you now. The only salvation is in supreme salvation, in the Creator's pathway to salvation, which, just like Jesus said, there's only the way. That was what it was called before it was called Christianity. And it's a narrow way. There's only one musical mathematical matrix in the universe. There's only one 528 frequency at the center of it. And if there's only one standard law that's based on this mathematical music that says, the truth shall set you free, faith and trust is the covenant. The contract is all about faith. Faith is the key to the contract that shall set you optimally free through the power of prayer and heartfelt loving intention and conviction that you can move mountains with just a little bit of faith. So this is the whole concept. It's a privilege and pleasure that we have at this time in history to have this freeing information. So, Reverend Roxy, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Are you still engaged in the wonderful practice of squeezing, fresh squeezed cane juice? Because I've got so many people asking questions about, again, the diabetic cure. Diabetes is cured by fresh squeezed cane. I've had people in the last week email me about the other ways that we can basically eliminate so many diseases by proper nutrition, and you're probably the world's leading expert in cane.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lynn. I know like attracts like in the universe of plenty, and we are all put on this earth to do something. You're absolutely correct. I have not pressed cane lately, but we have consumed cane through the magic of the freezing process. Well, I had processed some in the new year. And certainly here at Live H2O, we did have cane. What I want to tell everybody out there, and listen up, is that, yes, I am desperate to get with my Dr. Lynn and begin to do this over and over again. What I want to say to you is that if we want to really understand diabetes and depression and beat it all together and prevent it, then we must go back to the juice, which is 75% water, and loaded with minerals and vitamins and iron and all types of good essential waxes that people pay big bucks to put in pills. It regulates diabetes. If it's high, if your blood sugar is high, it will bring it down. If it is low, it will bring it up. The body reads it as it's in its purity, in its form. So all I want to say about this is that I hope that we will have time to discuss this thing called cane, and I'm telling you I'm able. No, I'm not. But anyhow, Dr. Lynn, thank you for that moment. I want to shine with you on that, because once we can get cane into people's bodies, they won't want to do these other sugars. They won't want to. They'll see how they're poisoning us. And what I want to say about this is, you know, my father has a poem. All is in the poem. He left it for me. Great is this day for all who kept faith, and dreadful for others, for it will be their fate. Someone said long ago we would have to decide exactly when we would take this ride. And someone said, surely down on earth it would be a mystery. So we filled the earth with clues, because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. And let me tell you, Oxy Silver we talked about tonight, but we're going to come back next week and we're going to tell you, or Dr. Lynn, tell them about Tetracil, so that we can save our black sisters and all the other people that are dying from AIDS. They don't have to die. You know, we've got to get this out.
That's right. You know, again, that's one of the messages. Actually, the message on both websites I gave you tonight, Go to fluscam.com. You don't have to die. You can do all sorts of things to run away from these vaccinations. Hide. Do whatever you need. Do not get yourself or your children or your family or your friends injected. Tell everybody you know that the vaccination agenda right now is a hideous agenda. Do not go there. Go to also alternativehealthcarenow.com. We've just released that. It's a website that enters the debate as to why is it that the alternative and complementary care and prevention is not discussed in current Capitol Hill reforms. You've got to understand that these are the drug industrialists in the White House. The wicked witch of the West, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who has been the number one mover and shaker in the terms of health care reform for several administrations now, you got to understand where this woman comes from. If you had read my ninth book called Deadly Innocence, Solving the Kimberly Burgalis Case, the greatest unsolved mystery in the annals of American medicine, where I solved the mystery, it was a big cover-up, sourcing literally from the Florida Health and Rehabilitative Services Division in Florida, and that if you remember back to the Clinton administration, Janet Reno was Attorney General under Clinton. She was basically the Attorney General of the state down in the Florida Orange Grove cases that Hillary Rodham Clinton and Walter Mondale, on behalf of Marion Wright Edelman, brought the children's rights agenda to America that has evolved into today parents losing their children simply because they're not getting them vaccinated. The state comes in many cases. If you don't know your rights and you're not careful, then the state comes in like they did even in my case. I learned the lessons the hard way. In this case, many years ago, my daughter Aria was literally taken from us by the state in a hospital in New York. And I told that story a number of times on a number of previous videos, including emerging viruses and vaccinations. I tell that story on that DVD. So the reality is that started with the woman, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and her team back in the early 70s. Today, she is going after all of the children and the state manipulation of we the people and intoxication through vaccination. This is what is going on. You've got to help. If you're listening to me tonight and you know what I'm telling you and you know in your heart it's the truth, if you don't share this at every opportunity that you get a chance to share it, and literally God gives you a chance to share it, you will be tested in the coming weeks. I guarantee it. You will have the opportunity to herald this message of prevention and risk reduction through your own people all over your own community. And so I'm telling you, it is a biblical law that says if you don't herald this as a watchman or a watchwoman, if you don't tell this truth and help to save lives, then those who perish, their blood will be equally on your shoulders as it is on the Rockefeller military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartels' shoulders. So that's really important for you to understand. So in the next 5 minutes, Reverend Roxy, is there anything that you want to share about what's taking place in Hawaii insofar as potentially the cultural center and the rebuilding of the ancient Hawaiian temple on the Holy Land that we lovingly call the Kingdom of Heaven?
Well, you know what, Dr. Lin? I'm on the air tonight only because I have an agreement that I will not discuss things that have to do with county business. And since we have a resolution that will be coming up next week, in which I pray everybody does go through, I'm going to tell you that the only thing I can do is tell you that good things are happening over here, and we are looking forward to doing more work with you. Galen has gotten really super on the live stream and handling the editing, and we're getting these two hard drives so we can send you everything we did. I'm excited about what we've done, You know, well, and the fact that, that you've introduced everybody to this way in which we can represent ourselves. And I just want to say is that next week when I come on, I want to tell the story about the pilgrim and the plague, because I think I want to open up the show with a parable of a sort for a modern day tragedy. And if we could all wake up spontaneously and object to this idea that the government should take care of our health care, the government should be relieved if we were to say we'll take care of ourselves and then enable the people the power to just go on out there and let's heal everybody. And this is where all of the musicians and all of the people, did they get healed at these wonderful places like H2O and the things that are going to be coming that will mimic and also complement what we've done and what has been done before us. So as we gather together, we'll be able to bring that love and joy down to where everybody be healed and there's no reason to be vaccinating anybody if everybody's feeling well and empowered. And that we have to do very quickly, because once they get in position, it will be a war for our souls, for our bodies, for our minds. And that is an incredible thing.
Yeah, very, very, it's very serious times, and very great need for discernment, folks, big time. Discerning is life-saving today. And so,
good news, though. HealthyWorldStore.com, Tetrahedron Publishing, just get yourself over there to the site, get yourself a little reading material, do your due diligence, pray, and take yourself some Oxy Silver.
You have 2 minutes left on this call.
You got cut off there. You got a payphone, I guess. Anyway, Reverend Roxy, thank you so much for joining us on the Inside Hour. We look forward to you joining us, ideally every week. You're welcome to come on every week. I'd love to have you back on the show, as you did with us for a better part of a year and a half. Folks, I want to thank Healthy World Store. Reverend Roxy, you just heard her. If you go to Healthy World Store, by the way, we're going to be renovating that website pretty soon, but it functions beautifully. It's not so fancy right now, but go on that store and get the things that shall set you free from the chemical and petrochemical toxicity. Get Zeolife. It's awesome. It's the world-leading detoxification aid. Get PrimoLife. If you want the top-shelf, total vitamin, mineral, supplement, enzymes, everything is in it. You can't beat that one, and that one actually reverses aging. You'll get younger when you take PrimoLife. So Zeolife for detoxification, PrimoLife for basic maintenance as well as rejuvenation. Go to HealthyWorldStore.com. There you can also get a lot of wonderful information to spread around to help save lives. Give some books and CDs and DVDs to your doctors. That's at HealthyWorldStore.com. Don't forget DrLenHorowitz.org. I'm sorry, DrLenHorowitz.com, Tetrahedron.org is the publishing company, Tetrahedron.org, and DrLenHorowitz.com, that's my official website. There's a lot of great links on it that will really keep you busy for quite a while learning and then helping to save more and more people's lives, just like I'm doing right now on the Inside Hour. Thanks so much. Stay tuned. We're on bbsradio.com for our brother Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints. Love you. Reverend Roxy, next week I'm going down to Montreal, so I will be back on Tuesday with some fresh information from a wonderful congregation in Montreal. Folks in Montreal, come visit us. Aloha. Thanks for listening, folks, also on Live Stream Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us. Hope to see you again next week.